Many state unemployment offices run on tiny budgets. They have out-of-date computers and sometimes just a few dozen employees. And suddenly, these little offices are a lifeline for 36 million Americans who are out of work. Stacey Vanek Smith from our daily economics podcast, The Indicator, brought us this story.
Kayla Nelson and her husband were laid off from the Subaru factory in Lafayette, Indiana, back in March. They applied for unemployment right away, and then they waited.
A week went by. I'm like, okay, I have some savings saved up. 2 weeks went by. I'm like, okay, it's starting to get a little bit ridiculous now. But now it's like, okay, it's May now. We're going to have to pay rent next month.
It's been more than 6 weeks since they applied, and Kayla and her husband still have not gotten their unemployment checks. Meanwhile, Kayla's husband got sick with COVID-19. Some of her kids have been showing symptoms. So she is trying to quarantine people, care for people, cook, clean, keep the kids doing their schoolwork, keep everybody inside. And on top of that, she is spending hours on the phone every day with Indiana's unemployment office.
Just calling the 1-800 number would drive you crazy. You're just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Kayla tried email, thought maybe that would be faster.
Emailed 90 different claim agents.
God.
And I only got a response back from one out of all of the 90 people. I'm like, what is going on?
My name is Josh Richardson. I'm the chief of staff at the Indiana Department of Workforce Development. We operate the state's unemployment insurance program.
Josh has been working there for more than a decade. He was there during the Great Recession, when things got so bad, they had nearly 30,000 people applying for unemployment in 1 week. So when Indiana announced a statewide shutdown, there was this one thought that went through his head.
How do we possibly staff up to process benefits that people need in the time frame in which they're going to expect them and need them?
Just a few months ago, Indiana was seeing record low unemployment. The staff was lean, but it was more than adequate to handle the 2,000-odd people filing for unemployment every week. And then the claims started coming in. 3,000 people, 5,000 people, 10,000 people. Josh couldn't believe what he was seeing, and the numbers kept climbing.
Yeah, it was like 120, 130, 140.
140,000 people filing for unemployment in 1 week. That's almost five times what Josh had seen during the Great Recession.
This was just really different than what we were expecting and what we were built for.
In the last 8 weeks, Josh has brought on hundreds of people. He now has roughly 650 people working with him. But they're trying to assist 640,000 Indianans who've lost their jobs. People like Kayla.
To go from being our own backbone and our own source of income to just waiting and you don't know when it's coming. I was at my lowest yesterday. I was over it. Like, I quit.
Josh Richardson says he and his team are working as fast as they can. But he says he knows that for a lot of people, people like Kayla, it's just not fast enough. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.